Okay. Pre and or end of war. Again, Mahabharata, another scene here. We are in the court of the king of Kashi, I think it is, with his three daughters, Amba, Ambika, and I forgot the last one. And his advisor servant comes in. The king tells him that he wants a big dinner, inviting all the fine princes and kings, you know, and guests of prominence, so that his daughters can choose husbands. But don't invite anyone from Hastinapur. Now, Hastinapur is ruled by King Santanu. Oh, he left the world. His son, and of course under the protection and guidance from his big brother Bhishma. Devavrata, who made a vow not to get married and get children, to help his father getting the one he was so attracted to. But then the servant of this king of Kashi asked, why don't you want to invite them? Because I was insulted by King Santanu, who was like joking or something, or making fun of even the suggestion that another one of his daughters or something, I forgot who. Let me see here. Get it right here. Okay, so but don't send an invitation to Hastinapur. Why, sir? Only diplomacy, sir. I don't want the storm of Bhishma's arrows to reach Kashi. So I'm taking this liberty to suggest that we be friendly to Hastinapur. As our princess Sunanda was married to King Bharat, of Hastinapur, it would be appropriate to invite the king of Hastinapur on this occasion as well. Relations must change with times, says the king. Each relationship has to end someday. The relationship you mentioned ended the day King Santanu ridiculed the marriage proposal of our sister with Devavrat. That wound of humiliation is still sore in my heart. Now is a time to take revenge. Hastinapur must not be invited. It's an order. As your prime minister, sir, it's my duty to warn you that to invite the wrath of Hastinapur will prove suicidal for Kashi. Insulting them will be harmful to us. Kshatriyas do not worry about such trifles. Kshatriya warrior. They only care for their self-esteem. which was heard by King Santanu. Of Hastinapur. We'll certainly take revenge. Couldn't we take revenge and yet be discreet? How? Sir, only the princesses will choose their husbands. If they ignore Vichitravirya, our revenge will be complete. They refuse to accept your sister. We refuse to accept their king. This is called diplomacy, right? I want this scene there somewhere. Maybe connected to some contemporary event. Because it's repeated and repeated over and over again, I guess, in government situations. He will be publicly insulted in our court. No, Prime Minister, one who insults us can't be our guest. As you wish, my lord, but tit for tat is not always a good policy. Making friends is more effective. Such a diplomacy may suit you, but for me, revenge calls for revenge. Hence, I order you not to invite anyone from Hastinapur. As you wish, my lord.